Integrating environmental accounting into sustainable economic development. A pathway to responsible growth. Debla Mishra, research scholar, University of Calcutta, Kolkata. CMA Kajal Mishra, practicing cost accountant, Asansol. The accelerating pace of industrialization and urbanization has led to severe environmental degradation, threatening the sustainability of economic growth. The need for integrating environmental concerns into financial and policy decisions has given rise to the concept of environmental accounting or green accounting. This paper explores the critical role of environmental accounting in achieving sustainability and balancing economic development with ecological preservation. It identifies various frameworks, methodologies, and corporate practices related to green accounting, focusing on the Indian context. The study also outlines the stages of implementation, the ethical and practical challenges of green reporting, and the contribution of environmental accounting to achieving net zero goals. The findings demonstrate that green accounting enhances transparency, aids in long-term decision-making, and strengthens corporate accountability towards sustainable development. Introduction. Environmental degradation, climate change, and the depletion of natural resources are among the most pressing challenges confronting the global economy. Since the Industrial Revolution of the late 18th century, human activity has significantly altered ecosystems, leading to deforestation, pollution, and biodiversity loss. For developing economies, balancing industrial growth and environmental conservation has become a complex challenge. Green accounting, also referred to as environmental accounting, is a modern approach that integrates environmental costs and benefits into conventional accounting systems. It allows policymakers and organizations to evaluate the true cost of economic growth, taking into account resource depletion, waste generation, and ecological restoration efforts. This integration supports informed decision-making, sustainable development, and responsible governance. Objectives of the study. The primary objectives of this research are to examine the concept and importance of environmental accounting in promoting sustainability and economic growth. To identify the various frameworks and methodologies used in green accounting. To analyze the implementation stages and key components of environmental accounting. To evaluate corporate adoption of green accounting practices in India. To explore the ethical implications and challenges in environmental reporting. To assess how environmental accounting contributes to achieving net zero sustainability goals. Research methodology. This study follows a qualitative and descriptive research design based on secondary data sources. Data were collected from academic journals, ICMAI publications, UN, and OECD environmental accounting frameworks, and corporate sustainability reports of Indian companies. The study focuses on the Indian corporate sector while referencing global standards and practices to draw comparative insights. The analysis utilizes the following frameworks. System of Integrated Environmental and Economic Accounting, SEEA. Global Reporting Initiative, GRI. Environmental Management Accounting, EMA, for internal decision-making. Environmental Financial Accounting, EFA, for external reporting. Literature Review and Critical Analysis. Numerous studies have highlighted the growing significance of environmental accounting as a tool for sustainable decision-making. According to the United Nations System of Integrated Environmental and Economic Accounting, SEEA, environmental data integration is crucial for understanding the interaction between the economy and the ecosystem. The Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, has developed sustainability standards that help organizations measure and disclose their environmental performance. Researchers such as Gray, 1992, and Bebbington, 2007, emphasized that environmental accounting provides a comprehensive picture of corporate responsibility, going beyond financial performance to include ecological and social impacts. In the Indian context, the Institute of Cost Accountants of India, ICMAI, has played a pivotal role in promoting awareness and implementation of sustainability accounting through cost conferences and professional training programs. However, challenges remain in quantifying environmental costs, standardizing reporting systems, and ensuring transparency. The theoretical complexity and long-term nature of environmental impacts make data collection and interpretation difficult, requiring multidisciplinary collaboration among accountants, environmental scientists, and policymakers. Frameworks and techniques in sustainability accounting. Environmental accounting employs various analytical and reporting techniques that help organizations quantify and communicate the environmental impact of their operations. These techniques can be broadly classified into three major approaches. Inventory approach. Cost approach. Input-output approach. Inventory approach. The inventory approach involves identifying, cataloging, and quantifying all natural resources consumed and pollutants generated by an organization. This includes tracking raw material inputs, energy consumption, water usage, and waste generation. By maintaining an environmental inventory, companies can monitor trends in resource use and identify inefficiencies in their production processes. For instance, a manufacturing company might track how much carbon dioxide, CO2, is emitted per unit of product manufactured. This quantitative data then becomes a foundation for setting reduction targets or developing cleaner production technologies. Such inventories are also essential for regulatory compliance and for preparing environmental disclosures aligned with frameworks such as the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, or SEEA standards. Cost approach. The cost approach focuses on monetizing environmental impacts and remediation expenses. It evaluates the financial implications of activities that degrade or restore the environment. This includes costs related to pollution control, waste management, environmental training, renewable energy adoption, and penalties for non-compliance. By assigning monetary value to environmental actions, the cost approach makes it possible to integrate ecological considerations into financial decision-making. For example, if a coal mining company invests 10 Indian rupees crore in dust suppression technology, that expenditure is treated as an environmental cost aimed at long-term sustainability and improved air quality. This approach encourages firms to weigh the trade-offs between environmental investments and their financial outcomes, fostering the concept of green profitability. Input-output approach. The input-output approach evaluates the flow of resources and wastes within the production and consumption chain. It maps how inputs such as energy, water, and raw materials move through production processes and result in outputs like goods, emissions, or waste. This method allows firms to identify points of inefficiency and assess their overall ecological footprint. For instance, In the power sector, input-output analysis can trace how much coal input results in electricity output, CO2 emissions, and ash waste. By quantifying such linkages, companies can adopt cleaner technologies and circular economy practices, reducing resource dependency and improving sustainability metrics. This approach also complements national-level policy tools like the System of Integrated Environmental and Economic Accounting, SEEA, which helps governments evaluate the trade-offs between economic growth and environmental degradation. Stages of Green Accounting Implementation. The process of implementing environmental accounting within an organization typically unfolds through six stages. Each stage contributes to building a systematic, transparent, and reliable sustainability accounting framework. 1. Identification of green reporting criteria. The first step is to define which environmental aspects are material to the organization, such as energy use, carbon emissions, biodiversity impact, or waste management. This ensures that reporting focuses on issues that have the most significant ecological and economic implications. 2. Defining reporting parameters. Once the criteria are identified, organizations establish measurable indicators and performance parameters. Examples include metrics like tons of CO2 emitted, liters of water recycled, or percentage of renewable energy used. 3. Setting environmental standards. Standards provide a benchmark for assessing performance. Companies may align their practices with international standards such as ISO 14001, Environmental Management Systems, GRI standards, or SEEA guidelines. 4. Developing Environmental Performance Indicators, EPIS. EPIS are quantitative tools used to assess the effectiveness of environmental management efforts. They may include energy intensity, waste-to-product ratios, or emission reduction percentages. Developing robust EPIS is crucial for consistent tracking and comparative analysis over time. 5. Measuring environmental performance. This stage involves collecting and analyzing environmental data using scientific and accounting tools. Measurement provides insights into areas where performance can be improved and helps evaluate the impact of sustainability initiatives. 6. Reporting and disclosure. The final stage emphasizes transparency. Environmental results are documented and communicated through sustainability reports, annual disclosures, or integrated reports. Transparent disclosure enhances credibility, builds investor confidence, and demonstrates alignment with national sustainability goals. Corporate adoption in India. Indian corporations are increasingly recognizing the strategic value of environmental accounting. A number of leading firms have adopted structured green accounting frameworks that combine financial prudence with ecological responsibility. Larsen & Toubro, L&T. L&T integrates environmental costs into project planning, particularly in infrastructure and construction. The company measures and reports its carbon footprint, promotes green buildings, and emphasizes material efficiency to minimize resource waste. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS. TCS employs a robust environmental management framework that tracks its energy consumption, renewable energy usage, and carbon emissions. Its Net Zero by 2030 roadmap is a testament to how digital technology can support data-driven sustainability reporting. Nayara Energy. The company utilizes environmental accounting to monitor emissions, waste generation, and effluent treatment costs. Investments in pollution control equipment are treated as capital expenditure toward long-term sustainability goals. Tech Mahindra. Tech Mahindra integrates sustainability into financial performance metrics, linking environmental outcomes to executive compensation. Its reporting framework aligns with GRI and Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD, standards. Wipro. Wipro's environmental accounting covers detailed reporting on water and waste management, e-waste recycling, and renewable energy integration. Its sustainability reports provide a model for comprehensive green disclosure in the Indian IT sector. Carbon pricing and emissions trading. An emerging dimension of environmental accounting is the valuation of carbon through carbon pricing and emissions trading systems, ETS. Carbon pricing assigns a monetary value to greenhouse gas emissions, compelling firms to internalize the environmental cost of pollution. India, while not yet operating a full-fledged carbon market, is experimenting with carbon credit systems under its Perform, Achieve, and Trade (PAT) scheme. Companies that achieve emission reductions beyond regulatory requirements can sell surplus credits, creating financial incentives for sustainability. Through proper accounting mechanisms, organizations record carbon credits as assets and carbon liabilities as obligations, thereby integrating climate finance directly into balance sheets. This not only promotes transparency but also motivates firms to innovate in clean technologies and energy efficiency. Findings and discussion. From the analysis above, several key findings emerge. Enhanced decision-making. Environmental accounting provides managers with comprehensive data on ecological costs and benefits, leading to better long-term strategic decisions and efficient resource utilization. Improved transparency and accountability. Incorporating environmental information into financial reporting enhances the credibility of corporate sustainability claims and builds stakeholder trust. Financial and reputational benefits. Companies that adopt green accounting attract environmentally conscious investors and customers. Their proactive sustainability initiatives also reduce operational risks and improve compliance with future regulatory frameworks. Challenges in standardization. A major challenge remains the lack of universally accepted metrics and valuation methods. Differences in methodologies across industries often make comparisons difficult. Limited adoption among SMEs. While large corporations have embraced environmental accounting, small and medium enterprises face barriers such as high implementation costs, lack of expertise, and absence of regulatory enforcement. Alignment with national and global goals. Environmental accounting supports India's commitments under the Paris Agreement and its target to achieve net zero emissions by 2070, by embedding sustainability into the fabric of economic and corporate decision-making. Thus, environmental accounting serves as a bridge between financial performance and ecological responsibility. It aligns business strategies with sustainable development goals, SDGs, by internalizing environmental costs that were traditionally externalized. The process not only quantifies environmental damage but also promotes preventive measures through resource optimization, waste reduction, and carbon management. In the Indian scenario, while large corporations have begun implementing structured green accounting systems, small and medium enterprises, SMEs, lag due to lack of expertise and regulatory compulsion. Government initiatives, such as India's commitment to achieve net zero emissions by 2070, are expected to drive broader adoption. Ethical considerations also play a vital role. Transparency and accountability in sustainability reporting prevent greenwashing, the practice of making deceptive claims about environmental responsibility. Accountants, therefore, act as guardians of credibility in sustainability disclosures. Conclusion. Green accounting is essential for reconciling the objectives of economic growth with environmental preservation. By embedding environmental costs into financial systems, organizations can make informed decisions that support both profitability and sustainability. As regulatory scrutiny increases, integrating sustainability into accounting frameworks will be critical for achieving long-term ecological balance and economic resilience. Environmental accounting not only strengthens corporate governance but also empowers stakeholders to make responsible investment choices. The adoption of robust environmental reporting mechanisms will be instrumental in achieving India's net zero ambitions and in building a future where economic development coexists harmoniously with environmental integrity.